Good morning. You are warmly welcome to worship with us this morning. Thank you for coming. For our announcements, on the right-hand side of the church bulletin in the church calendar box, you'll see that we are continuing our Wednesday night Bible study in the Ed Building across the street at 6:30 p.m. We start with a light meal at 6:30, and then we have a time of Bible study and prayer. The third Sunday fellowship luncheon for May will be May 17th, hosted by Clay Ashford and Bonnie Perkins. Down on the bottom of the page, you'll see the Westminster Shorter Catechism and question 17. Question 17 says, "Into what estate did the fall bring mankind?" And the answer is,
"The fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and
misery." Our call to worship comes from Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. Will you read it with me responsively? "Worthy are you, Lamb of God, to take the scroll and to open its seals." "From every tribe and language and people and nation, and they shall reign on the earth." Stand and let's join together and sing the doxology. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh Lord, our God, we thank You that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was slain, and by His blood He ransomed people from every tribe and language and people and nation, and made them a kingdom of priests to our God. And we look forward to the day when the kingdom shall come to this earth and Christ shall be acknowledged as King of kings and Lord of lords. May our worship of You, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be from the heart this morning as we pray the way that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Our first hymn is number 310. Would you please stand as we sing together? Stanzas 1, 3, and 5 of "Rejoice, the Lord is King," and we will remain standing through the Apostles' Creed and the Gloria Patri Join me in confessing our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed, which contains a concise expression of the common faith that we believe. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank You that You have promised to show mercy through Jesus Christ to all who sincerely repent and believe in Him. We have sinned against You in thought and word and deed. Forgive us, O Lord, and restore us. Refocus our lives back upon Jesus Christ. As we align ourselves with Him, let us find those who need to hear the gospel and proclaim it to them. Let us find them, those who need compassion, and minister to them. We thank You for the word of healing for some who have been afflicted. We pray for those who are sick. And for those who are ministering to them, we pray for healing for Tom Lovelady in the hospital this morning, and also for Mary Ellen to have peace. Father, we pray for Leanne Parker and for Katie Stubblefield. We pray for Patricia Oliphant, and others who are on our hearts this morning. We pray for the missionaries that we support, including the Bowlings in Mexico and the chaplains with MTW and the Davila's in Costa Rica, the Dahogues in Tunisia, the Hills in Peru, the Pattersons with Wycliffe and the Romaines in New York City. We pray for them, Lord, that Your strong hand will support them. We pray for our nation. We pray for the Supreme Court as it prepares to decide on the definition of marriage. We pray that it will understand exactly what is at stake. The case will be clearly presented to them, and we pray that they will decide in favor of a biblical view of marriage. Lord, we pray for the preaching of Your Word this morning, wherever it is, and especially here. We pray that Your Spirit would be our teacher, and that we would grasp the message of the passage that we are considering. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading this morning comes from Psalm 107, verses 1 through 22, and you'll find that on page 824 in the back of your Trinity hymnal. Would you please turn there with me and let's read this passage from Psalm 107, verses 1 through 22 together, responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this, those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains. So He subjected them to bitter labor. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Our next hymn is number 468. Please stand and let's sing stanzas 1 and 4 of My Faith Has Found a Resting Place, number 468.
I've come.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We prepare to receive this morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we do thank you for your unfailing love and grace to us. We thank you for giving us a faith that has a strong resting place in the rock of ages, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Something strong, a foundation strong to stand on. Lord, we pray this morning as we receive these tithes and offerings that it will be an expression of our worship, that you would receive it and bless it and use it to increase your kingdom here and to the uttermost parts of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From the Gospel of John, from John chapter 1, verses 35 through 51. You may find that in the Pew Bible on page 1050. And this is what it says. The next day, again, John, that is John the Baptist, was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the Word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. The Word of our God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.